TN Governor Bill Lee Caves calls for legislature to pass red flag law. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 12, 2023. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, R., caved on his opposition to gun control just over 2 weeks after the Nashville Christian school shooting and called for state legislatures to pass a red flag law. Connecticut was the first state in the union to adopt a red flag law, doing so in 1999. The law did not prevent the December 14, 2012, attack on Sandy Hook Elementary School from occurring. In October 2014, Governor Jerry Brown, D., signed California's gun violence restraining order legislation into law. On June 5, 2022, Breitbart News pointed out California was the number one state in the union for gun control and also the number one state for active shooter incidents. Nevertheless, Governor Lee is now pushing a red flag law for Tennessee. The Tennessean quoted Lee saying, "I'm asking the General Assembly to bring forward an order of protection law. A new, strong order of protection law will provide the broader population cover, safety, from those who are a danger to themselves or the population." Politico observed Lee plans to meet with leaders of the state legislature in hopes of persuading them to support the gun control measure. On April 2, 2023, this author pointed out a red flag law would not have stopped the Nashville shooting from taking place because neither police nor the family of the 28-year-old transgender shooter were aware of the planned violence against the Christian school. Moreover, Breitbart News reported her parents knew she had one gun, once upon a time, but they urged her to sell it and believed she did. The parents were unaware she had actually bought more guns, which she kept hidden from them. Additionally, the transgender killer had no criminal record. She bought her guns legally and was not on police radar. The Daily Beast observed Metropolitan Nashville Police Department, MNPD, Chief John Drake indicated MNPD would have taken away the shooter's guns prior to the attack occurring. But as it stands, they had absolutely no idea who she was. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.